We'll read Psalm 24 together. Psalm 24, a psalm of David. The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein. For he hath founded it upon the seas and established it upon the floods. Who shall ascend into the hills of the Lord? Or who shall stand in his holy place? He that hath clean hands and a pure heart, who hath not lifted up his soul unto vanity, nor sworn deceitfully. He shall receive the blessings from the Lord and righteousness from the God of his salvation. This is the generation of them that seek him, that seek thy face, O Jacob. Lift up your heads, O ye gates, and be ye lift up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord strong and mighty, the Lord mighty in battle. Lift up your heads, O ye gates, even lift them up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord of hosts, he is the King of glory. Now we have just read Psalm 24, and tonight my devotion will focus on verse 1 of Psalm 24, which I have titled, That's Mine. How often do you hear the phrase, That's Mine? It's a very familiar refrain in my household, especially since I have 3 children. And if you have young kids, I'm sure you'll hear it often as well. It seems like, you know, it's a natural part of growing up. But how often does the phrase, That's Mine, cross your mind today? You know, as we age, we may not express it as loudly, but the sentiment, I guess, still often lingers in our heart, whether it's over our possessions, relationship, achievement, job, or even our time. We tend to claim ownership of things that ultimately don't belong to us, or we get jealous over things that don't belong to us. And Psalm 24 verse 1 here reminds us of a critical truth. The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein. This verse challenges our sense of ownership and entitlement, reminding us that everything belongs to God. So tonight we will explore 3 key points from Psalm 24 verse 1. The first is acknowledge God is the owner of all things. The most important truth we learn from Psalm 24 verse 1 is that God is the owner of everything. The earth is the Lord's, and the fullness thereof, the world, and they that dwell therein. Psalm verse 1 is a foundational statement declaring the absolute ownership over creation, a truth that echoes throughout scripture. The Bible opens with, in the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. And as creator, God has the right to claim ownership of all things. Everything we see, we touch and experience originates from him. And Colossians 1 verse 6 further affirm this truth. And let me read to you Colossians 1 verse 16, sorry. For by him were all things created that are in heaven and that are in the earth, visible and invisible, whether they be thrones or dominions or principalities or power, all things were created by him and for him. So notice how this passage includes everything, both visible and invisible. Not only did God create all things, but he created them for his purpose and for his glory. This means everything in our world, including us, exists because of God's will and exists for his glory. And as creator, God also possesses absolute control over all creation. In Deuteronomy chapter 10 verse 14, it reinforces this truth. Let me read to you the verse. Behold, the heaven and the heaven of heavens is the Lord's thy God, the earth also with all that therein is. So everything from the highest heaven to the smallest creature belongs to God. And God says in Job chapter 41, verse 11, who have prevented me that I should repay him? Whatsoever is under the whole heaven is mine. And this statement emphasizes that God is not indebted to anyone, as everything is already his. No one can claim to have given anything to God first. He is the rightful owner of everything. So since God owns everything, so what is our role then? The Bible teaches us that we are stewards, entrusted with managing his resources wisely. And this is my second point. And since we are stewards, we ought to live as faithful stewards. And as stewards, we are called to be faithful in managing resources God has given to us. In 1 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 2, it says, moreover, it is required in stewards that a man be found faithful. A man be found faithful. So God entrusts us with time, talents, possessions, and opportunities, and he expects us to be faithful and use them for his glory. You know, in the parable of the talents in Matthew chapter 35, Jesus illustrates the principle of stewardship. The servant who wisely managed their husband's resources, the master resources, were rewarded. For the unfaithful servant faced judgment. This parable emphasizes the importance of faithfulness and diligence in handling the gift God has given us. And since we own nothing, our attitude towards possession should reflect gratitude and generosity. In Proverbs chapter 3, verse 9, Proverbs 3, 9 instructs us, honor the Lord with thy substance and with the first fruit of all thy increase. When we acknowledge God's ownership, giving become an act of worship, and it's no longer an obligation. 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 7 also reminds us that of the temporal nature of our stewardship. Let me read to you this verse from 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 7. It says, for we brought nothing into this world, and it is certain we can carry nothing out. So recognizing the fact that we brought nothing into this world and will certainly carry nothing out when we pass on helps us maintain a proper perspective on material wealth and foster a spirit of contentment. So I'm finally, you know, understanding God's ownership and our role as steward should shape how we live each day. It means surrendering our plans, trusting in his provisions, and acknowledging his authority in every area of our life. And since everything belongs to God, our life should be fully devoted to him. Romans 12 verse 1 exhorts us, I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercy of God, that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And this act of surrender is our reasonable response to God's ownership. And if God owns everything, we can trust him to provide for all our needs without fear, without anxiety. When we acknowledge God's ownership, we can live in the assurance that he will meet our every need to his perfect will. And Paul assures us in Philippians chapter 4, verse 19, but my God shall supply all your need according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus, our God will supply all our needs accordingly. And in Psalm 115 verse 3, the psalmist declare, but our God is in the heavens. He hath done whatsoever he hath pleased. So recognizing God's ultimate authority over everything will therefore bring forth peace, knowing that he governs all things according to his perfect will. And when we submit to his authority, we will align our hearts with his purpose for our life. So in conclusion, Psalm 24 verse 1 establish such a fundamental truth. Everything belongs to God, including us. It's not that that's mine. It's actually not mine. As steward, we are called to acknowledge God's ownership, recognize that nothing truly belongs to us, and we ought to live as a faithful stewards, manage our resources, our time and talent for God's glory, and we ought to submit to his sovereignty, trust in his plan, and live according to his will. And when we fully understand this truth, we will find peace, we will find contentment, and we'll find purpose in our lives. So let us live each day with the awareness that whatever we have belongs to the Lord, and use all that we have to honor him and to further his kingdom. I think maybe tonight I should rename the title of my devotion tonight to not mine instead of that's mine. That's all I have. Let's close the word of prayer. Lord, thank you for being our creator. We pray that you will help us to recognize that you are our creator and provider of all things. Help us to be thankful for your daily provision and your daily providence, and help us to live with hearts filled with gratitude and we trust in your wisdom, knowing that you are always working for our good. And we ask that may our life reflect your love, your mercy, and may we be ever mindful of your presence with us. And I commit the rest of this prayer meeting come under your care. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.